Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Now, I want to invite you to connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. That address, again, is AskSueLondon.com. And when you go to the website, make sure that you sign up for my free newsletter, because we've got lots of great bonuses there. We've got lots of great gifts for you, upcoming details on future guests, lots of great stuff. And not only that, but when you sign up for that free newsletter, I'm going to send you 10 videos that are filled with tools and techniques that I have used personally in my life to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, a life and death pregnancy, when I was given 30 minutes to live in my life, how I overcame abuse, what I went through during divorce, and during my near-death experience. So make sure you sign up for my newsletter at AskSueLondon.com, and then we'll get those videos right out to you so you can start creating that life that you desire also. Now, I want to share with you that I want to send you all some money. So your ears are all perked up now. You're wondering, how am I going to send you money? Well, I want to tell you, I've got an affiliate program now in place. So what does that mean to you, you're asking me? Well, if you go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, sign up for my affiliate program. And what happens is every time you share my products, my services, my training programs, and when someone signs up, I will send you a check. Simply my way of saying thank you for helping me help others. So wouldn't that be awesome if I was sending you a check just because you were helping me help others? So if you go to AskSueLondon.com, go to the affiliate area, sign up for that, and start sharing the programs, and then I would love to start sending you checks. Now, I also want to share a link with you that I like to help a lot of children. And the Children's Wish Foundation right now is doing an auction. So if you go to ebay.ca/Children's Wish, there's lots of great things happening there that the Children's Wish Foundation and along with myself are doing. So check that out and help us help some kids that are really in need and to help them fulfill their wishes and have their dreams come true. So, Christopher, you got a long weekend coming up, my friend.
Yes, it's been very busy. We have the wonderful Virtue Outdoor Art Festival.
We're having some technical problems today, folks.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you right now.
Yeah, I just cranked my volume up. Well, the listeners can hear me normally, but I wanted to tell you that we have our beautiful Virtue Outdoor Art Festival happening in downtown.
Now, are you having rain right now?
Well, we do have a little bit of rain, but it's not that bad.
Yeah, well, we're having thunder and we're having lightning and lots of rain like this afternoon. But that's great because we got our new landscaping done. So we've got all our sod in, so, and flowers are all got planted because we just had our long weekend. As you know, all of us Canadians had our holiday weekend last weekend. So my husband Ross and I planted a garden and just made beautiful landscaping. So the rain is awesome for us right now. It's like a gift from heaven, you know, to make our flowers grow.
And what do they call your holiday in Canada? Is it Victory Day, something along those lines?
Victoria Weekend.
Victoria Weekend, okay.
Yeah, Yeah, so that was a nice weekend. That's normally when everyone starts planting their flowers and people let their fireworks off. And it's just a great weekend. And so
now you're a well-educated Canadian. So please tell us who Victoria is or was.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for putting me on the spot. She was a queen. You know what's funny? You know why I'm sort of laughing at this? Because my grandfather, you know the one I always talk about that stopped me in the tunnel when I was at the white light, having a near-death experience?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my grandpa Buck, his birthday was May 24th. And when I was a little girl growing up, he used to say to me, you know, Susie, it's always a holiday. Our country celebrates my birthday, and that's why it's always a holiday. And I really believed it. I was a very trusting child of my grandfather, and I just told everybody we all have a holiday because it's my grandpa's birthday. You know, that's where that always came from. But it was originally Queen Victoria, I believe. It's her birthday that we celebrate. But if you're a Canadian listening, please call in and correct me because there's a good chance I could be wrong because thank you to my wonderful producer. We hadn't prepared for that question.
Sue, it sounded like a good answer, and I'll take it.
Okay, well, thank you. And so why do you have your holiday this weekend?
Well, we have it to honor all of those who have died for our country and fighting for our country and also passing away. We have another holiday in November called Veterans Day, which is very similar, only that's to honor both living and those who have passed on. But this is to remember those who have passed on and who have died for our country.
Oh, okay. Well, we have Remembrance Day, November the 11th. So that's kind of like our holiday to celebrate the
right.
ones who, you know, were there for us and that. So got to tell you a funny story. Anyone who has children, you're going to relate to this. And you know, children are so innocent. You never know what they're thinking. Well, yesterday, Ross and I kind of played a little hooky. We stopped working early, and we went over to Buffalo, New York, because we're living so close to the border now. Went out for supper and got some groceries and that. And got home, and I phoned my grandson and said, you know, Grandpa and Grandpa were in America, you know, went out for dinner. And so he was all excited, and my daughter and her husband have taken the two boys over today. And the first question my grandson said was, he's never been to the States. He's only been in Canada, right? And he said, oh, my gosh, Mommy, what language do they speak in America? He had no idea the language. So it's really funny, you know, little kids, they don't – how they think, and you're going to another country, what language, you know? We speak English here, and – bilingual, you know, in some areas is French, but it was really, that was on his mind about that. So that's your little funny smile for today.
Kids say the darndest things.
I know. So we've got a great show today.
I know.
And we're going to be talking to an amazing lady. She's an actress. You would recognize her from The Facts of Life, from the show Deadwood. But this is a lady, that amazing lady who has cerebral palsy. And, you know, I got to tell you, I honestly know the phrase cerebral palsy, but I didn't know actually what caused it or, like, all the details about it. And so I went on and did some research before the show, and I did not know that cerebral palsy is caused by brain damage before or during the child's birth. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
I didn't know that either. And then I also saw that the brain damage that leads to the cerebral palsy, it can also lead to other health issues, including vision, hearing, speech problems, and learning disabilities. Did you know that?
No.
I know. I wanted to share that because when we bring our guest on tonight, she is absolutely an amazing lady, and the things that she's doing in her life now, and to go through just having cerebral palsy with these, you know, the challenges that she faces with her health alone, it's just absolutely incredible what she has gone through. So we're going to bring her on. Now, her name is Jerry Jewell, and her story, we're going to bring her on and talk about what she has been through. Now, to briefly tell you a bit about her, guys, as a result of a tragic accident, Jerry was born with cerebral palsy. And the hospital staff, they really did not expect Jerry to live. However, she went on to live an amazing life as an inspiration to multiple generations of actresses, comedians, and all handy, capable people everywhere. When she became the first person with a disability to appear in a reoccurring role on television. Now, she made television history on December the 24th, 1980, when she appeared in the NBC sitcom, The Facts of Life. 30 years later, millions of people remember her groundbreaking role as Cousin Jerry during her 4 seasons on the show as they watched her in the hit HBO series Deadwood. Now, to learn more about Jerry Jewell and to purchase a copy of her recently released book, I'm Walking as Straight as I Can, I want to encourage you all to go to her website, jerryjewell.com. And that is spelled GERIJEWELL.com. So before we go to the break, let's welcome Jerry onto the show, and then we'll take that quick break. So, Jerry, welcome to the show, my friend.
Well, thank you.
It is such an honor to have you here with us today.
I'm delighted to be here with you.
Well, we have to keep our sponsors happy, so let's take that quick commercial break, and then when we come back, let's get you sharing with everybody how your journey began, shall we?
Okay.
Good. Okay, so folks, stay tuned. We're going to come right back with Jerry Jewell, and as I mentioned, to purchase Jerry's book, I'm Walking as Straight as I Can, go to jerryjewell.com, and to learn more about me and purchase a copy of my life story, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life, go to AskSueLondon.com. So stay tuned. We're going to take that quick short break, and we'll be right back.
Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Successful people accomplish what they set out to do. They make a promise and work hard to keep their word to themselves and to others. Keeping one's word is the simple idea behind a breathtakingly new way to achieve more. Keeping your word is a practice developed by Vladimir Gerasichev, a life coach and business trainer with over 20 years' experience. Visit keepyourword.com to learn more about the transformative technique and check out the free Keep Your Word app. Keeping your word, changing your life forever.
We are are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and I have my amazing guest today here with us, Jerry Jewell. And today, Jerry is sharing her incredible, I mean incredible, life journey. So before the break, we welcomed her to the show. So Jerry, let's get you started right away, starting from the beginning. So you're born, and you have this tragic accident, and now you have cerebral palsy. Tell everyone to educate them more about cerebral palsy. What happened to you? Can you?
Well, like you said earlier, cerebral palsy is head injury usually to the motor part of the brain that affects the central nervous system. Mm-hmm. And it can be caused by usually lack of oxygen during birth, a preemie being born premature. And my mother was carrying me at 6 months. She was pregnant with me, and she was sitting on the front porch, and a car came around the corner going too fast, ran up my parents' front lawn, knocked over a tree.
Oh, no.
My mom ran to escape the tree that fell on the porch, and she realized that she was hurt and hemorrhaging. And I was born 3 months premature.
Wow. Wow. And so the hospital staff, they did not expect you to live because when you were born?
You know, it was interesting because they told my dad incorrectly that they lost the baby because they couldn't hear a heartbeat. And they were just getting ready to do a cesarean to save my mother's life, to get me out of there, who they thought wasn't living anyway.
Yeah.
And before she had the cesarean, I slipped out and said, hello.
Wow. So is it fair to say, would you say you're a very strong-willed person?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I ask you that because my personal story, I had Crohn's disease, and I was told I would never have children. I have two children. I was told that I would never I would have the disease for the rest of my life, and I'm a very strong-willed person. And some people happen to call me stubborn, like somebody who's kind of running our show, being the producer right now. not mentioning any names.
Okay.
But, you know, I think that that's really what got me through my challenges. So is that fair to say, you know, that strong willness in you helped you along your journey?
Oh, absolutely. But you look at any baby that comes into the world with a disability, and we have a tendency to think that these babies are fragile.
Yeah.
And truthfully, they're probably stronger than the other babies that don't have disabilities. We underestimate the strength of the human spirit.
Yeah, it is so true. Absolutely so true. And, you know, I'm always saying to my daughter, I have two grandsons, and I always say to my daughter, my one is very strong-willed, and I think it's the greatest thing. And, you know, I say, you know, let him be himself, because that will take him far in life. So, you know, any of you parents listening right now, you're hearing two people saying how it helped them. So don't belittle your child when they're being strong-willed with you. You will get through these younger years with them. Now, okay, so let's fast forward a little bit. And now you're in school, and you experienced quite a lot of bullying in your life, didn't you?
Yes, but it was in part because I was bused far away to school, and I didn't have really the social opportunities to get to know kids in my own neighborhood. So there was always that, you know, these kids that didn't know me, and they ridiculed me and made fun of me. But I truthfully do not think it's equivalent to the bullying that's going on to kids today.
It's terrible now, isn't it? You know,
Go ahead. At least when we were kids, we could go in the home and not be bullied. Kids can't do that anymore. They turn on the computer and they're bullied at home.
That's what I was going to say. The social media now, the bullying through technology, it's terrible, isn't it? For sure.
It's horrible.
Now, let me ask you, because I want to get out to people, you know, what you've been through. As a child having cerebral palsy, what was life like? Like, what could you do and what could you not do?
Well, there really wasn't too much I couldn't do, with the exception of going to school in my own neighborhood.
Okay.
I mean, because I was put into the special education system very young,
okay,
at 18 months old. That's
oh.
really young.
Okay.
And I started school at 18 months old.
Now,
so
why
there
was that?
Was because I had early intervention, and there was the school in Long Beach, California, that was strictly for children with cerebral palsy, age 18 months to 6. And I had the same teacher for all those years. She taught me how to walk and everything.
Wow. Now, would you say, because you're about my age, and would you say now, is this what they recommend now, getting the kids with cerebral palsy in schools like that now? Is it sort of the same setup where you put your child in at a young age like that?
I believe that what is imperative is early intervention.
Okay.
Physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, but academically, if it's possible, I think all children should be put into a classroom with kids, with all kinds of kids, not just children with disabilities, if that
okay.
is possible.
Okay. Now, why do you say that? I know the idea, but again, we've got listeners wondering, well, why would you say that?
Because they need the social skills, they need the outlet, they need the experiences, the developmental skills to grow.
Okay.
How do you grow if you're constantly protected and sheltered from real life? You don't.
Yes, exactly. That's a good point. Now, we've got parents listening, and they don't know where they could get help for their kids. I apologize if I'm putting you on the spot. Are there websites or places where you would say a parent could go for support or more information? Do you know of sites that you could share?
You know, there is a lot of support out there these days. I mean, it's so different from what my parents had opposed to what parents can get today.
Okay.
And I would say call Easter Seals, call... There are so many organizations, UCP, Easter Seals, a lot of other ones that I can't think of at the moment. But go online, and there's a lot of support services for parents of children with disabilities from left to right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I had said earlier, because I did not know that the symptoms, what could happen with your speech, with your hearing, and that. How did cerebral palsy affect you personally? Like your hearing, you're having some challenges with your hearing?
Oh,
what other things?
Yes. Well, it's nerve damage from the original injury.
Okay.
And it affected the hearing. So, yes, I am hearing impaired. In fact, being hearing impaired was not diagnosed until many years later. And my mom was so frustrated because she knew I was hearing impaired. And she would tell teachers, she's hearing impaired.
Yeah.
And they would say, no, she has cerebral palsy. Because my speech was slurred, they figured that it was CP. They didn't realize that it was slurred in part because I wasn't hearing the hard consonant sounds.
Oh, okay. So do you?
Go ahead. Yes, I do have hearing aids. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you already knew what I was going to ask next, didn't you?
Yeah, everybody does. You know, are they in? Yes, they're in.
Well, you know, I'm just amazed, and I'm talking so much about what you went through with, you go through with cerebral palsy, because you then became an actress.
Yes,
and I think that is absolutely amazing how, you know, you had all these odds against you, you go through all these challenges, and now you are this well-known actress. But to become the actress, I understand you crashed a cerebral palsy telethon. What happened there?
Well, I wouldn't say I crashed it. I would say I pulled a Lucy.
Okay.
Remember how Lucy always wanted to be a Mickey show?
Yeah. Now, how old were you at that?
Well, I was 21.
Okay.
I was 21, and I pulled a Lucy. I was the local telethon in L.A., United Cerebral Palsy. I knew that they were doing it over the weekend.
Okay.
So to make a long story short, or longer, depending upon which way you want me to go.
You have about a minute to share it. How's that?
Well, I went down there. I had agreed to answer phones and take pledges, volunteer my time. But I really, like Lucy, I wanted to do stand-up comedy on TV. That was my intent.
Okay.
And I would not give up. I mean, I'm sitting there answering phones, so frustrated because I can't hear on the phone when there's all these in the noisy studio and everybody's talking at one time. How am I supposed to take pledges?
Oh, my gosh. Good point.
Like,
oh, my gosh.
You know, I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. So I called Greg Malazzi over, who was the host of the local telethon, and I said, Greg, I said, you got to help me. He said, well, what do you want me to do? And I said, well, this is not one of my strengths. I need to do stand-up comedy, and this is United Cerebral Palsy, and you're supposed to show what people with disabilities can do, not what they can't do.
That's funny. Can I get you, Jerry, just to hold that thought, because we got to take a commercial break, but we do want to come back and share more about that story, okay?
All right.
Hang on to the side of your seat. We are going to take this quick short break, and then we come back. We'll have Jerry share more about what she did at the telethon. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have the amazing Jerry Jewell with us today, folks. And Jerry has been sharing during the show what she has gone through being an amazing actress living with cerebral palsy. If you want to call in, folks, and if you've got questions, call us. We are here to help you today. And the number you call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also send us a message, question, through the chat area on the TransformationTalkRadio.com. Submit your question area right there on the homepage on the upper right-hand corner. And I'll pass that on to Jerry, and we'll get your questions answered today. Now, before the break, Jerry was sharing how she, well, the term I used was crashed a telethon, but she pulled a Lucy, according to what Jerry said. So, Jerry, do you want to take it from there where we left off before the break?
Okay, well, Greg did me a big favor, which is, I mean, a huge favor, is he came back a minute later and he said, look, when we come back from National, I'm supposed to read what's on the teleprompter, and I'm not going to read it. I'm going to introduce you, and you're going to do 5 minutes of stand-up, and don't you dare take advantage of me. And I didn't. I did 5 minutes of stand-up. He took a huge risk because knowing what I know about television today, you're not supposed to ever leave the script.
Yeah.
And he surprised everybody and said, I want to introduce a stand-up comic, Jerry Jones.
Oh, and that was your first appearance.
Oh, and the executive producer came downstairs afterward, and he said, you know, I don't know who you are or how you got on my telethon, but you're lucky you're funny.
So you never did go back to the phones then when you couldn't hear?
No. I mean, it was useless. I was getting just as wrong amounts of money and correct.
Yeah. Wow. Now, I'm a firm believer that always the right people show up at the right time when we need help. You've got a story how Norman Lear helped you break the glass window for actors and comedians with disabilities. Can you tell us about that story?
Well, this was in 1980. This was a year after I crashed the telethon.
Okay.
And Fernfield Brooks had heard about me, and she was producing the second annual Media Access Awards.
Okay.
And everybody said, you have to see this young comedian, Jerry Jewell. She has cerebral palsy. Mm-hmm. So she came to see me perform. She loved it. And I performed that night at the second annual Media Access Awards, and Norman Lear was in my audience. And Fern has recently reminded me that Charlotte Ray was there that night also.
Wow.
And Norman said, you know, kid, you're really funny, but you're way before your time.
Yeah.
I thought he was talking about a couple months. But I said, well, just wait a couple months, Norman. So, and the rest is history.
Wow.
And I was cast on Fact of Life, and it changed my life 180 degrees.
Yeah, and it really brought awareness out, didn't it? You know.
Oh, yeah.
Huge awareness. So how did your role being on the Facts of Life, how did that unfold?
Well, it is so complex. And I wrote about it in my book, and I basically left it open-ended. In other words, I just reported the facts,
the facts of
life. You decide for yourself. I really will never know totally the truth, but I know that there were people in my life who were not out for my best interest, including my first manager, who ended up going to prison, actually, for $1.3 million embezzlement and security fraud.
Wow.
And I didn't put him there. I mean, I was low man on the totem pole, so I didn't get any of the money that he embezzled from me.
Wow. So what happened? You had a manager who was...
There were conflicts and nobody left him, obviously. That was a part of it. And there were other people in my life that were not good for me, that were using me. And I don't know the reason. It could be, but it was a gradual decline when you would think it would be the opposite.
Yeah. So was that happening when you were on the Facts of Life, or what point in your career were you finding out about the manager embezzling from you?
I found out in 82. 2, and I had been on Fast Life for almost 2 years.
Okay, okay.
So, and it was in the trades. Everything that he was involved in illegally was in the trades, so everybody knew that my manager was not a good person.
Okay.
And except me.
Yep.
And so that was a part of it, and I was very young, and I trusted everybody, and I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
And because I came from such a sheltered life of being in special ed,
okay.
I was not really, even though I was 22, 23, 24 at the time, I was probably emotionally maybe 14, 15.
Okay, okay.
So I was trying to grasp the enormity of what was going on in my life with really nothing to base it on. Or, I had no experience to draw from. It was all new.
Yeah. Now, what do you have as far as advice for people out there that want to get their kids into acting in that? What do you say to those parents?
If the kid wants to be in acting, make sure they really want that. Mm-hmm. It can't be for the fame or money or any other reasons along those lines. It has to be for the passion of the arts, because if kids get into this field for any other reason, it's cutthroat, it's brutal. And if they don't have that passion and that love, it can make a child, an adult, way too young. And sometimes it can break that kid.
Yeah. I know we have had many times on our show a friend of yours, Allison Arngrim.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Allison's a regular on our show. And I asked her that same question, and her answer was quite similar, you want the child to have the passion, because you do grow up pretty quickly, being an actor. It's for true. Now, would you say, knowing what happened with you as your manager, what advice would you give to parents of what to watch for, so that their children know what happened?
I think the disadvantage that I had in a way was that, and my mother put it so eloquently, she said, it was so frustrating that I was legally an adult, but emotionally a child.
Yes.
Because if I had been legally a child, she could oversee all my contracts.
Okay.
But because I was an adult and I was trying so hard to spread my adult wings, saying the typical teenage things, like, I know what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah. We all have said that, I think,
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But don't you like it, when you come back and say, years later, I think you were right.
And I didn't even realize the enormous pain that I put my mother through.
Yeah.
Watching me trip through these pitfalls, she said, it's too bad they don't have a Jackie Coogan law for people like Jay.
Yeah.
She is an adult, but she's emotionally a child.
Yeah. Now, have things changed for people who are actors that maybe, in that same place as younger, like emotionally as a child? Are there different...
Well, no, there's not going to be special laws.
No.
That would include half the entertainment industry.
Yeah, I guess that was a dumb question, wasn't it?
Okay. He's 67, but he's emotionally 12.
Yeah.
There's always going to be those.
Yeah. Now, I've got a question here. Our producer, Christopher, actually, he wants to ask you. Chris, you want to ask your question that you've been just dying to ask Jerry?
Yeah, I was just curious because a lot of times when a TV show goes off the air, I always wonder, you know, how long people stay in touch. And I was thinking about, you know, Charlotte Ray and how is she doing these days, and, you know, Mindy Cohn and the rest of the crew, you know, Joe Blair and Tootie. Just wondering if you ever still talk to them.
Well, actually, I was not close to a lot of the people on Fax, with the exception of Lisa Welchel. I mean, we were roommates even at that time.
Okay.
And we didn't see each other for many years until we did the TV Land Awards in 2011, and all of us went on stage together to accept our awards. And it was wonderful. It was an incredible moment. And it's nice to know that everybody is doing well. I mean, I commend Lisa. She was on Survivor. How amazing. I mean, wow. So, and I bump into Charlotte every now and then at events, and she's doing well. She's overcome a lot herself. And I am just, you know, everybody on that show came out okay.
That's great. I'm glad that everybody's doing well.
That's great.
Yeah.
Chris, do you want to go to a commercial break now? Then we come back. We'll talk more about Deadwood, and Sesame Street, and being at Pennsylvania Avenue. Just a few more things like that to cover.
Sure. Sounds great.
Okay, so hold your seats, folks. We're going to come back so much more with our amazing guest, Jerry Jewell, right after this short break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you got to go and show you're growing. Now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get ready for intentional living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness, as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and I have the amazing Jerry Jewell with us today. And I've got to tell you, Jerry, it is such an honor for me to be talking with you today. You are truly,
thank you.
You know, you're such an inspiration. You have had a lot happen in your life, and you've conquered so much, and you've done so much and accomplished so much. You know, you're such an inspiration to everyone listening, and I want to thank you that you are with us here today, because I know we have a lot of listeners that are just in awe listening, as both my producer Christopher and I are, as we're here with you today. So I just had to share that with you, you know, before we got to the end of the show. So we have you on The Facts of Life, and then you went on to play the role of Jewel on Deadwood. Is that correct?
Yeah, then I learned the real facts of life from Deadwood.
So you were on Deadwood, what, four seasons?
Three
seasons? Okay, and yes. then you went, you were on Sesame Street?
Yes, but that was before Deadwood.
Oh, was it? Okay, so... I love Sesame Street. I watched it all the time with my kids.
I still do.
Do you still? Well, you have a young one, right?
Yeah, but even when he's not in the room, I watch it.
Yeah? So what was it like being on Sesame Street?
Well, it was wonderful. And I don't know if you know the puppeteer inside Big Bird.
No, I don't know.
Kara Spinney has been the puppeteer inside Big Bird for the history of Sesame Street.
Oh.
And the producers had asked me if there was something that I could do with Big Bird that would appeal to children. Like, can you do something fun that kids would like? And I don't know why I suggested this, but I said, sure, I can roller skate.
Oh!
And Carol was really excited because that was one of the skills that he taught himself how to do in the costume as Big Bird. He could roller skate. So they were thinking, wow, Jerry Jewel skating with Big Bird. Is that wonderful or what?
That kind of sounds like you crashing the telethon all over again, doesn't it, Christopher?
Yeah, pretty much.
So how did it turn out?
What years were you on Sesame Street?
This was in 1984. And I came out, they flew me to New York to film it. And the dress rehearsal that we did the night before, we never used skates. We walked to all our marks.
Oh, no.
So they didn't put skates on me until the next day in front of the live studio audience of their parents and their four-year-olds.
Oh, no.
And so they opened the curtains and they said, go to your mark. And I was like, oh, my God, what a short stage. It seems so much shorter than last night.
Oh, no.
And I had no brakes. I did not know how to stop on skates. I forgot that little part.
Oh, no. That's a big part. Jerry, that's a big part.
Okay, it's a big little part. And I knew that depending upon how I shifted my body weight as to which way I was going to go. And I thought the safest thing to hit in my mind was Big Bird. So I slammed into him thinking that it was going to be soft and fuzzy. Oh. I knocked his head off and his head rolled across the stage and his four-year-old was screaming.
Oh no! So was that your once and only appearance on Sesame Street then?
It was, and Carol has always told me that I am the only celebrity guest that has ever beheaded Big Bird.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, but, you know, Carol also played Oscar the Grouch, though, too, or plays Oscar the Grouch, I should say.
Yeah?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that is just too funny. So I guess there's a lot of traumatized children out there as a result of your skating appearance there.
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, that is too funny. I'm really relating to it.
I think I also had a segment where I played Space Invaders with Elmo, something like that.
Okay.
I did several different things, but definitely decapitating Big Bird is what stays in my head all these years.
Oh, yeah, I could see why. Okay, now, okay, so we go from Sesame Street now. Now you're going to the White House?
Yes.
Is that right? So what happened there? Tell us more about that.
Well, I was asked to speak at the White House at an event called Inspire 85.
Okay.
And it was a tribute to people with disabilities in the entertainment industry, believe it or not.
Nice.
And I was going to do stand-up comedy, and I decided at the last minute that I wasn't going to, and I said a speech instead, and I was so nervous. And I'm not doing Lucy thing because you're not supposed to do that.
No.
And I got a standing ovation. I left out again. I left out what I said worked.
Yeah.
So that was amazing. And, it was fascinating because when I think about it, before I even got into the entertainment industry, I was in high school, and we flew from Fullerton, California, 56 teenagers with disabilities to Washington, D.C. to meet President Reagan.
Wow.
And that was the first time I was at the White House. So the second time was in 85.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty amazing.
What an honor that would be, right?
Yeah, it was.
Wow. Well, we've only got 2 minutes left of the show. I'm just wowed by you, aren't you, Christopher?
Yes, I am, and I think you've had an amazing career and still have an amazing career, and I really look up to you, and I'm so glad that we had the opportunity to talk to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jerry, now, you've had all of these great things happening, except for, taking Big Bird's head off. But what's coming next for you? What have you got going that's coming next? You've just released a new book.
There's a lot of items in the fire. My book just came out on the audio, which I recorded myself in my own voice. So that's available. I'm very excited about that.
Okay.
And I'm working on developing a one-woman show based on the book called I'm Walking as Straight as I Can for the Stage, which hopefully will be up and running by the fall. And there's a lot of other things going on. It's just nothing is completely gelled yet, but definitely in the works.
Well, I'm sure you're going to go on to do so much more, and you always have a welcome invitation on our show, my friend.
Thank you.
Christopher, I'm sure, is there anything else that you want to ask Jerry? Because I know you're just in awe as well as I am. I don't often get speechless either, Jerry.
Well, my last question would be, out of everything that you've done, what was your favorite thing that you've done?
That's a tough question because I love so many different things that I've done. But I would like to end on a note that, language is very powerful. And sometimes the language we use, we need to be conscious of the words we choose. Like brain damage. There's no damage. It's injury. The language is so powerful. And I don't look at my birth as a tragic thing. I look at it as a wonderful blessing that I was allowed to live this life with a sensitivity and an understanding that I could not have possibly gained any other way. So the negative terminology that we use so much in life, pay attention to the words that you use, and if it's negative, throw it out and replace it with a positive.
That is so well said, my friend. Absolutely so well said. Jerry, it has been an honor having you with us today. And folks, I really want to encourage you to go to Jerry's website, purchase a copy of her book, and go to the website is jerryjewell.com, and that's spelled GERIJEWELL.com, jerryjewell.com. So, my friend, thank you for being with us. We are so out of time here today, and you are welcome back anytime with any new project that you have or adventure.
All right.
Folks, I want to thank you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio today, and join us again next week, because our topic next week is going to be talking about living with Alzheimer's disease. And our guest is Mary Morganelli. Going to be an amazing story there, too. So on behalf of our guest, Jerry Jewell, my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. And remember, it's a long weekend, so please be safe, everyone. And we look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a fantastic weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London.
If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back, because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.